stories from around the world. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A surging tide of people, ranging from London retirees to former England soccer captain David Beckham, have lined up to file past Queen Elizabeth II's coffin as it lies in state at Parliament, so that many that authorities on Friday had to call a temporary halt to more people joining the miles-long queue. Late afternoon, a live tracker of the queue said it had reopened, but government warned the waiting time had climbed to more than 24 hours. King Charles III and his siblings will be standing vigil around the flag-draped coffin on Friday evening. The United Nations has voted to allow Ukraine's president to give a virtual speech to the world body during the UN General Assembly. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
The UN General Assembly voted to allow Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, to deliver a pre-recorded address to next week's gathering of world leaders. Zelensky is being given an exception to the rule requiring leaders to speak in person because of his need to deal with the war following Russia's invasion. The 193-member world body approved Zelensky's virtual address by a vote of 101-7 with 19 abstentions, including China. The seven countries voting no were Belarus, Cuba, Eritrea, Nicaragua, North Korea, Russia, and Syria. I'm Norman Hall.
Ukrainian authorities say they've found at least 10 torture centers in territory recaptured from Russia in the country's east. This follows the discovery of a mass grave containing about 450 bodies at a site near Izum. The Russians occupied the city and Kharkiv region until a Ukrainian counteroffensive pushed Russian troops from the region last weekend. The United Nations says it wants to send a team to investigate the site of the reported mass grave and determine the circumstances of the deaths.